Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawksmith, Greg Pickle here, back in the Labatt Blue studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's one of my favorite times of any day. But ask Greg your Penn State football questions. And it's great because this is the first time I'm doing it where I didn't answer the questions in like a month, it feels like.
Yeah.
I wasn't here last time.
Yep.
You weren't here the time before. So this is actually Greg answering your questions. Best question, as again, deemed by Greg, we'll get a KSN polo shirt. One KSN polo shirt. No two winners again. I did that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. But at the same time, if we have two really good questions, boy. Okay, one KSN polo. The number crunchers over here are telling me I'm only authorized to give out one. This is ultimately going to boil down to Greg. If you're not familiar by now, we have the Keystone Sports app. There's an Ask Greg button there. Click the button, fire off your question nice and easy. Again, best question gets a prize. Let's get into the questions, and they start with really the news of the past week, which was Jared Parker leaving for West Virginia. This comes from Jeff from Pittsburgh. It says, Greg, rank these Parker leaving scenarios from least to most likely. All right. What fueled it? Number one, he simply saw a promotion and took it. Number two, Franklin didn't like how they lost out on Fleming and other recruits as well as performance did not improve. So he told Parker to find something else. Three, Shiraka wanted his own wide receiver coach after seeing how Minnesota's wide receivers performed compared to Penn State's. So put them in order. One, saw promotion.
I think it's one and the other two aren't even on the table. I mean, okay. I think that if you go back and look, Jared Parker is a job hopper. I mean, he has been, I think six places since 2011, including Penn State. So the guy likes to look for the next big thing and seems to be ambitious and wants promotions and more money and all of that. So he went to West Virginia where he's going to make $525,000, I think it is, and get to call plays. How can you turn down that opportunity? Especially, he's not that old. What is he? Late or early 30s to mid 30s at most? So,
yeah.
I mean, he is clearly a rising star in the profession. And, I just think that Penn State, was a stop that he made along the way. But I don't think that James Franklin forced him out at all.
No, I think I saw this come up with Ricky Ronnie too. Did Penn State help make Old Dominion happen? And I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say.
I'd be more willing to believe that than I would that Jared Parker was made to be West Virginia's offensive coordinator.
And I don't think James Franklin would have kicked him to the curb and be like, you know what? Take a promotion. You're out of here.
Right.
Take a promotion. You're offensive coordinator at West Virginia now. Go. So I really think that good opportunity for Jared Parker.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough. Like, you know, James Franklin at one point was a big time Rolling Stone in coaches. At some point, these coaches settle into some position, some institution, some job. They don't make lateral moves and stuff like that anymore. This was not a lateral move at all. Nobody can blame Jared Parker for taking that job. The fact that Penn State didn't get Julian Fleming really had more to do with previous wide receivers coaches than it did Jared Parker.
Correct.
Mike from Coatesville. I love Terry Smith ever since I've seen him play back in the day. Do you think it's time for a change with honor? The problems that are occurring in the secondary. Mike's just getting started here, Greg.
Okay.
The problems that are occurring in the secondary just not getting resolved seems to be more of a systemic or coaching problem than a player problem.
So we talked about that a little bit earlier in the week, but I do wonder if I do definitely wonder if maybe he could move to receivers and then they bring somebody else in for defensive backs. That's a possibility. But, you know, ultimately, I think Terry Smith's been fine. I know Tim Banks gets a lot of heat. I know Terry Smith has been getting a lot of heat. They do probably have to reinvent a little bit of what they do with the secondary, but they have good players. Sometimes they just need to play better.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. We'll start to get some answers to that. But as you mentioned, I think earlier in the week, you know, this is one of the bigger questions that Penn State has to answer going into 2020 is whether it's player or coaches or scheme, something's got to give on their defense of the passing game, because
yeah,
they've made a habit over the past season and a half, two seasons, of making pretty pedestrian quarterbacks
look awesome,
look really yeah. good. And you know, that's Kenny Pickett this past season, Tanner Morgan, who had a great year but had one of his best games against yep. Penn State. You know, there's probably too many examples, so we don't really know. Terry Smith, to lay it all at his feet, I think, is a mistake. But Joseph from Scranton, usually we say that it takes at least a year for the new offensive coordinator to get his offense in place. Couple that with the almost zero use of the tight ends in the passing game. Should we restrain our optimism a little bit?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that would be a mistake. If it takes Kirk Sciarca a year to get set up here at Penn State, then he's probably not doing it right. I mean, they have very good players in place. They have very good coaches in place, so it shouldn't be a year of adjustment. I mean, I get that sometimes you want your own recruits maybe to be in there, but Dustin, they have, an offense that's very similar to what Kirk Sciarca ran at Minnesota. So they're going to change some terminologies, but he's already on the record as saying that, you know, they do a lot of the same things that he's done in the past. So I think it would be disappointing if the offense is not better in year one and that it would take a whole year to get better. So, no, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, to circle back the points we made before, this is a group that should have a more clear, simplified approach, right? Like, yeah. I think the there's good personnel all over the place, tight ends and others. And I've seen just an observation of Kirk Sciarca that, you know, the tight end position has never been really big in his plans. I gotta think that changes, considering the best weapon in the passing game is Pat Freiermuth coming back. So I think there's just shades of gray all over the place. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State football. This is Ask Greg. Your Penn State football and recruiting questions, Greg Pickle answers them. It's also conference championship week in the pro ranks. So four teams left, two games coming up. So little time left in the season. Don't miss out. Get in on all the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. It's America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week, especially, you bet on any star player to score the first touchdown of the game with 10-1 odds. It doesn't get a whole lot better than that with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. You can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. It's fast and easy all the way around. And to top it all off, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date. You download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code KSN for a limited time. All new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. The bonus is comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Another question here. David from Lakewood Ranch, Florida. Greg, in the preseason, there was a ranking of Big Ten quarterbacks with Clifford ranked near the bottom. Now that the season is behind us, how would you re-rank them, and where would you put Clifford? You don't have to do a whole 1 through 14, but let's look at Clifford in particular. Expectations were low because we hadn't seen anything from him. There was optimism. Some places I recall were more optimistic than others about what Sean Clifford would bring to the table, but it was the great unknown. So the point of the question is, now that we know a little bit about Sean Clifford, where would you rank him in the Big
Ten?
Yeah,
so he was seventh in the Big Ten in total passing yards. He was middle of the pack in yards per attempt, middle of the pack in yards per game, and he was top four, it looks like, here in terms of passing touchdowns. He was banged up for a lot of the season. That didn't help. I thought he played better in September than he did in October and November. Of course, the injuries probably coincided with that. But, you know, someone asked the other day, are you convinced that Sean Clifford's the guy to lead Penn State to the promised land? And I don't know if I saw enough in 2019 to buy into that just yet, but I think the tools definitely could be there. So I don't know. I definitely have him above Jack Cohn from Wisconsin. I put him ahead of Nate Stanley from Iowa. I put him ahead of Lewerke. So I would say probably top three, top four at this point. Justin Fields being Tanner Morgan being the clear top two. And I think you could make some arguments about three through five when it comes to Lewerke and Jay Patterson. But I would definitely have Clifford below those two, but definitely in that next group.
A little ahead of where he was ranked going into the season, in other words. Ryan from Ortana, I know the 2020 recruiting class isn't even officially wrapped up, but I'm curious about 2021. Any insight to when there could be a decision from some of the top prospects, some of the prospects at the top of the Penn State board? It's kind of meaningless, but I hate seeing Ohio State at number one right now with more 2021 PA commitments than Penn State has.
Yeah.
Just upside of 2021, I think, is a fair question.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the one thing I've had trouble with when starting to write about and look ahead to the class of 2021, Dustin, is that we expected the 2020 class to be so fruitful for Penn State. And I'm not saying that it isn't, but no Brian Bresee, no Julian Fleming really put a damper on things. So when you look ahead to 2021, the cards look set. I mean, they should have at least one five-star, if not two. They should have at least two, if not three, top 100 players. I mean, there's reason to be optimistic about 2021 on the recruiting trail and on the field, of course, but the way the 2020 class ended just has me a little bit leery.
Yeah, I think that that's fair, and I don't think you're the only one there making the comparison between 2020 and 2021. We've seen this show before. Here's a good question. Mark from Murraysville says, "Hi, Greg, love the show." I assume he means mostly because of me, but he doesn't specify that. Let's make that clear. If Joe Moorhead was fired a week earlier, does James Franklin interview him? Would Kirk Ciarca still be the guy who gets the job if Moorhead was available sooner? Or has Penn State kind of been there, done that with Moorhead?
I think Penn State's been here, done that. I don't think he was coming back to Penn State, even if they had the job open, even if Ciarca wasn't the guy. I just don't. What good would that do either side? Clearly, Joe Moorhead wanted to use Penn State as a jumping-off point to become a head coach. He had that opportunity, and that's great. It didn't work out. I just don't know if returning to Penn State would be the logical next career path for him.
Yeah, and I don't know. There's talk. We'll see how things develop, but connection with him interviewing for the job at Oregon. So he's going to land on his feet. He used Penn State as the springboard he wanted. It's rare to see a former offensive coordinator go elsewhere and come back as an offensive coordinator. Who knows? Who do you think had the best question this week? I can refresh if you need it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Jeff from Pittsburgh ranking the Jared Parker leaving scenarios. Terry Smith, whether he should be back. That's Mike from Coatesville. Joseph from Scranton says just it concerns about optimism, if they're being too optimistic. David from Florida.
Let's go with the guy from Pittsburgh.
Okay. That is Jeff. Ranking Jared Parker's leaving scenarios. We'll be in touch. You are the winner of just one KSN polo shirt. We're moving on for now. Penn State Wrestling, we're going to catch up with Kale Sanderson's program in just a moment.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.